welcome back to
another episode.
Another episode of our regularly scheduled program, almost 100% with Amy and Chuck.
Yes.
Is that the name of it? It's been so long for our regularly scheduled program that I don't know if that's our name.
It is.
I know that.
Almost 100.
Almost 100%.
Yeah.
And today we have a very special guest.
Yes, very special.
Who's an inspiration, I think, in many ways to our podcast.
Yep.
And at least has been our construction engineer.
Well, everything engineer.
The site builder.
The site, the fan forum.
Everything.
She moderates it.
Yeah, kind of does it all.
And she keeps us on track of doing things.
Yes.
Because we're lazy.
Motivator.
Yeah. All right, so here we have Sabrina. Say hi.
Hi.
And where are you visiting from?
Germany.
From Germany?
Berlin.
What part? From Berlin.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry about the background noise, because we are recording at a restaurant in Brooklyn. We're just chowing down and recording and chatting like we always do. So
strangely enough, it is actually a German restaurant.
Yes.
So Chuck had the great idea to bring a real German to a German restaurant in America.
That's right.
Which, I don't know
if that's
such a good idea.
She reminds me of German food, so I want to have German food.
Nice.
How does it compare, Sabrina, to?
Is this authentic German food?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of?
Yeah.
We strive for kind of.
Yeah, that's okay. The Brezel is very Bavarian, but very good.
Okay. Oh, so, but we should tell them a very Bavarian pretzel, they could add it to the menu.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sabrina has been here traveling the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
for how long now?
I'm here for 5.5 weeks, and yeah, 3 weeks to go. And I started in New York. We went to Los Angeles. And
wait.
You can't skip. There's a lot of places in between.
You didn't go to New York to Los Angeles. You
drove,
York,
right?
Oh, yeah. We made a road trip with a friend.
Big
was her
trip.
Idea.
Okay, so so give us the highlights.
Yeah.
The highlights.
I mean, I followed you on Instagram. And you were in Branson.
Oh, Branson was very good. So I had a lot of...
Which, since you've been there, I've been told by a lot of people that's kind of a destination place, which I have no idea.
I've never been there.
Yeah,
me too. We thought it's a little city somewhere. Mm-hmm. But as we came there, it was like a little Las Vegas, family Las Vegas. It was very, very cool. So we spent a lot of time there. I spent a lot of time there. The nature was great. Many mountains. And for the kids, it's a very good place. So it's, very good.
Branson, Missouri.
Missouri, okay.
But where is it? Do you know if it's North Missouri? Or I think it's Northern Missouri, isn't it? Closer to Illinois?
Oh, yeah. We went from Chicago to Branson.
Got it.
Okay. But that wasn't your first day, right? Yeah, so from New York, what was the first place you went to?
Do you remember?
The first place was Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't really see a lot of
Youngstown.
The hotel and
hotel
and some Target places.
Yeah.
Where we bought
supplies.
And then we go to Chicago.
Nice.
That was a very, very nice city. So
my hometown.
Yeah, I know.
What did you do in Chicago?
We were there for 1 day. 2 days. And the first time I was there, I had to go around and we were at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, nice.
And then
I like the Hard Rock Cafe. Never been in Chicago, though.
No. I take a walk to the Riverwalk.
Riverwalk is great,
Yeah, I wanted to go to the Navy Pier, but the time was running. So I get up early on the next day and went to the Navy Pier. There was nobody there. I was there alone, which gave me the opportunity to make some pictures.
Oh, nice.
So, nice pictures.
It was very cool. Sabrina's quite a photographer, and so I'm sure that was...
all-time talent, yeah.
You what?
All around talented.
Yes.
Can we cut it? Yeah.
No, we're not cutting
cut
it.
Yeah.
We don't cut anything. That's the rule. Yeah. So it's almost 100%.
That's right.
Oh my God.
I don't know very much about Chicago. I went there a long time ago, like 20 some years ago. I was in Chicago, and really the only thing I know about Chicago is number one, the steaks are awesome.
Yeah, because we're right in the heart of the Midwest there.
Yeah, the steaks are tremendous. So that's number one. The second thing I know is Married with Children was filmed there, right? Or based in Chicago.
Based there. Yeah. Filmed in Los Angeles, I think.
Okay.
Based in Chicago.
But that was
a
great show. I love that show.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I know.
That's it?
What about
the Cubs?
I don't know anything about the Cubs. I don't watch baseball. When I went to Chicago, it was like I was doing a tour of graduate schools, and I get to Chicago, and it was so cold, our plane froze to the tarmac. So they had to get like a fire truck to douse us with like soap or something like that, and we finally were unfrozen after an hour. So my memories of Chicago was just cold. It was cold.
You know what they call that in Chicago when that happens to your plane?
No.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. It's too cold for me. Chicago is way too cold.
And the summers are hot.
Yeah, the summers are hot.
But the summers are awesome. You have to go to a Cubs game. But you didn't have a chance to go to the Cubs game because you were there too fast. One day is not enough time.
No. We want to go there on our trip back home. But we didn't make it. Just street and hotel. So we really have no
time. Yeah, you got to go back to Chicago for Cubs game.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the best things.
I have to go back
in life,
to so many
actually.
Places.
Yeah.
So Chicago was very, very good. The weather was great. All was great. It was
gorgeous.
Yeah.
So you went at the wrong time, Chuck.
I did.
It's literally, you know.
So you went to Chicago. So you drove sort of like north.
West. No, straight west. First, straight west to Ohio from New York, right?
Yeah,
that's that's off of 80, yeah.
Oh,
then to Chicago, continue west,
then
head south.
And then to
cut down
Louis.
South diagonal.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
So you go down, you drove down through Illinois.
We see the
St.
Gateway.
St. Louis is in the corner.
Arc.
Yeah, the Gateway Arch is amazing.
Yeah.
Did you go up in it?
Yeah.
Was it windy?
That was very good.
Was it a windy day?
No.
Because if it's windy, it can sway up to... 12 to 18 inches on either side.
It was way too humid.
I don't get how you get up to the top of the arch.
An elevator.
But isn't it round? Like, does the elevator go round?
Yeah, it's like,
No.
Did you walk?
No.
You didn't go to the top?
No. Oh, fuck.
Okay. We're not going to cut that either.
That
stays in.
We'll put up a warning.
We just earned our... We'll still have an R rating because it's only one F.
Yeah.
If it's
okay.
Two, it goes to X. All right. I just heard that wrong.
We went to the...
museum. No. PG-13, one F.
Oh, okay. All right.
Two Fs goes to R, so we're still PG-13. That's okay.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
So
I'm almost 100% sure that's what the rating system is.
We'll look it up later.
So one F is a PG-13. We've only got one, and then with two, we're going to have to go to R. So that's almost 100% sure about that rule.
Yeah. So you're telling me the elevator goes...
To the top. And there's windows.
Arch.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Like, when you get to the top, are you leaning? Is there everybody in the elevator on top of each other?
You know, Chuck, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But I think it goes up to a certain point, and then you walk up some steps.
Okay.
I'm almost 100% sure about that, too. Almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can't imagine the elevator just sort of doing that arc, and then you get to the top, and everybody's leaned over 45
degrees. Well, I could
if it was
like kind of like
degrees.
A conveyor belt style elevator, but then I forgot about the people that stand in it. But what if they made the floor so the floor shifted with gravity?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they went to the moon, right? They could do an elevator and an arch,
that's
right?
That's
true. I think their engineering feats are... I think there are far less fantastic engineering feats on the planet than that. Just saying.
How to get off to the top of an arch?
Yeah,
I guess you're right. Yeah. They did go to the moon.
Yeah. They got ways. They got their ways.
Allegedly, they went out.
Allegedly, they went to the moon. We're almost 100%
sure. We're almost 100% sure they went to the moon.
Oh, there's some wackos say they did not.
They went to the moon.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Alright,
it's an elevator?
Yeah.
You can ride. I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. I'm not going to look it up because then that would blow our cover as 100%. Almost 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can remember going up to the top of the arch and it's swaying on a really windy day. And it made me feel really not well. It can sway up to, I think, 18 inches either way.
Well, it hasn't fallen yet.
No, it's good. I'm almost 100% sure that's how far it swings.
I'm almost 100% sure that it didn't fall over.
This episode's going very well because it's full of almost 100%.
Yeah.
That makes a good episode.
Yeah.
Plus Sabrina's here.
Yes. So after St. Louis,
yeah. We went to Branson. We have to Google it.
Yeah, well, Branson
is very, very cool.
I think it's central Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
And there were 9 million people there last year, tourists.
Really?
9 million people.
9 million?
I have no idea where they come from, but they were there.
Yeah.
I was at a wedding in Steamboat, and the guy who drove the van to pick us up from the airport, like the hired Alpine taxi, very nice fella, he was a Blue Bloods fan too, by the way. And he said his family moved to Branson and that it was a popular place to move because there's a lot of economy there and whatnot. So I was
country.
Like, and I had just heard about it from you because I was from your Instagram, and so I was like, it rang a bell in my mind. I was like, oh, weird. Like, I guess the people in the middle of the country, it's close. And if it's a Las Vegas style family, Las Vegas, it's like the Finger Lakes in New York.
Yeah. Did you see the show on Netflix that was like about
the Finger Lakes?
Yeah.
I just like saying that. The Finger Lakes.
See, now there's a show on Netflix, and it's about a guy who moves his family out to along the, I guess, is it the Missouri River?
Could be.
And then because he was running from the mob, he had to launder some money for the mob.
Callers, call in if you know this. call and phone in if you know this particular show.
Okay.
Yeah. Phones are ringing. The phones are ringing. The first caller. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Right. So.
I'll look it up.
But it was all right. Sorry. Disconnecting the call. Sorry. We're not ready for you yet. We're not equipped to take the call.
Where did you go next? All right. So after
she's referring to her notes.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go next?
Oklahoma City. Oh my God! I don't know where I was. Oklahoma City.
Let's go dark. Site of the first domestic terrorist bombing.
Oklahoma City.
Okay, wow. That's the dark section of our show.
Site of the first domestic terrorist bombing.
Exactly.
That's
the
dark
section
of our show.
That's right. All right, back to light.
So Oklahoma City, what did you do in Oklahoma City?
Sleeping.
So, all right, sleeping so Oklahoma City,
the beds are amazing, I hear.
Sleeping.
The hotels are famously soft and amazing beds.
Yes.
The hotels are amazing, but but I was in about 11 hotels, and I wonder why the hell are
people
there
still
no
live in America. That's what happens. We gotta tack
bathrooms.
This stuff down.
Can somebody tell me that?
I don't know. We don't have conveniences that are in Europe. We don't believe in bidets either. People get very confused by that.
Did you see the Bible that's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always a Bible. They leave the Bible, they steal the toilet washers.
Did you see the Bible that's in there?
Yeah, there's always a Bible. They leave the Bible, they steal the toilet washers.
Yeah, they have a Bible, but not the toilet washers.
So it's a Gideon Bible, right? So the Gideons go around leaving Bibles everywhere.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right? Uh-huh. So they're
I mean, I have no idea, but I'm going to believe you.
Yeah, so it's in every hotel, and somehow the Gideons manage to get to every room and put a Bible in there. I don't know how they do it.
Maybe they just ship boxes, and everyone's like, yeah.
That's true. Because it would be very expensive to
stay
rent out
in every room. Yeah.
We're not 100% sure about all this.
No.
Somehow they get the Bibles in there.
Yeah.
You know what I would do?
Huh.
I would,
if I were a Gideon,
if I were a Gideon, I would open up a business selling night tables, right? Because that way you make money on the night tables and you pre-install the night tables with a Bible in it.
Oh my God. Why aren't the Shakers, who make a lot of furniture,
yeah,
including the Shaker Bible? Is
served.
Is there
a
sugar Bible?
I don't know.
I don't even know what a Gideon is. What is a Gideon?
I
know,
a
dude named Gideon.
I don't know, but who is it? Was it Don McLean or the Beatles? This is a terrible question. Callers, call in. Gideon's Bible.
Yeah. I don't know what a Gideon is.
Wait, wait. What song is that from? Rocky Raccoon. It's the Beatles.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah. In Rocky Raccoon, they talk about Gideon's Bible. Anyway. Yeah.
So, all right, so...
Clearly written after they'd been to Branson, Missouri.
Yeah.
Traveled the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
And Oklahoma City.
Oh, the famous Oklahoma City baths.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And toilet brushes.
And toilet brushes.
You know, in fact, there are no toilet brushes in Oklahoma City.
No, it's actually banned from the city.
That's
almost
true.
100% sure that
yeah,
they said
no.
It's, it's a union problem.
It's that 3% that we could be wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so then after that, where did you go from Oklahoma?
Texas.
Amarillo.
Continuing south, what?
Amarillo.
Is
Texas.
Oklahoma a different state
yeah.
than Texas? It must be.
Are you joking me right now?
They seem to be so connected.
It's the panhandle.
Yeah.
It goes, you go from the panhandle into Texas.
Into Texas, yes.
Yeah.
But what did you think of that area?
It's
big.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
very good. Texas was...
Amarillo, Texas?
Amarillo, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see any tornadoes?
No.
Armadillos?
Armadillos and tornadoes. The tornadoes
are
almost a tourist attraction.
Are there armadillos in Amarillo? I've always wondered.
Yeah. I've never seen a tornado.
Really?
Yeah.
I wanted to see one,
like,
but...
real life. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I grew up in the Midwest.
Yeah.
You see a lot of... I saw a lot of funnel clouds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. So
my mom always tells a story in Iowa when they were young and a tornado came down their street and they were living on a farm, so it was some ditches on either side of the street and the gravel roads.
Yeah.
And the tornado went right down the street and her parents had to lay on top of the younger kids because they started floating up off the ground.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. My mom remembers floating like as she was being sucked toward the tornado, Dorothy style.
Wow. That's kind of scary. Do people get sucked up in the tornadoes?
Oh, heck yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You don't watch Storm Chasers.
No, I don't.
I'm just now discovering that about you.
Yeah. So what do? Like, do you get a rope and tie yourself down to something?
No, you get the hell away from the thing.
Oh. Well, how can you?
We were in little, we used to have tornado drills in schools.
Yeah.
Where they would be like, sound a bell. And it was a tornado drill, and you would go and you would get under your desks or in the hallways, really, and you would cover your head.
But
so
desks
the tornado
aren't very heavy. How is that going to help you?
Well, you're supposed to go someplace where you can't get like sucked out, and windows get blown out a lot, so you want to get away from the windows and things like that.
Wow.
It's a violent storm.
Yeah.
Very fast forming violent storm.
So this is good. This is the educational
part. The educational section
of
our
show. Yeah.
Cover your head, get away from glass.
Right. Get under a desk.
I got that wrong. It was in the hall.
Okay.
You would line up next to each other in the hall.
In the hall?
Yeah.
Line up? I mean,
you would sit next to each other.
Okay.
Cover your head.
Learn something every day.
Yeah.
So what's after?
And now in the dark section of our show, the kids have different kinds of drills these days.
Oh, yeah.
But we won't get into that.
Yeah.
Back into the light.
Back into the light.
Let's go.
Next. Where'd you go next after? Well, you went to Texas.
Yeah, we went to the Cadillac Ranch. You were there before?
Cadillac Ranch?
Yeah.
Never been there.
No.
Is that where they raise Cadillacs?
Yeah, that's where they grow the Cadillacs.
Yeah.
Most of the hardy Cadillacs in the country come
that's
out of Cadillac
right.
Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we
free-ranging Cadillac.
Free-ranging Cadillac, yeah.
Then we went to Gallup,
Gallup.
New Mexico.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I love New Mexico.
I love the poles that come out of there. They're amazing.
Yeah.
What's different?
The one.
The one.
Where in New Mexico did you go? Just
Gallup. Gallup.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you see in New Mexico?
People.
Tumbleweeds.
No.
New Mexico
is one
of my top five states.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you love.
I love New Mexico.
Taos.
Yeah, it's like northern New Mexico. It's
I don't know if it's the
skiing.
Same speaking rule as Lao.
Oh, no.
So you don't say
Laos,
you say Lao.
Lao, right.
But in Taos, you say Taos.
Taos, yeah. Is
it's Americanized.
Because Lao is French versus Taos is Spanish? Uh-huh. I'm almost 100% sure on that guess.
There we go. Another nice fact, a language fact.
Yeah.
Gallup was very cool. I like New Mexico because of the different people there. I have no idea. There are.
What do you mean? Like, there's the...
No sort aliens of,
there's
or something like that.
There's sun-kissed hippies down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Indian...
Uh-huh.
People,
yeah. Native American.
Yeah. So we went to a little village,
mm-hmm.
That was very interesting too. Yeah.
Did you see aliens?
Aliens.
Yeah. Area 51 is there, isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know that there?
Yeah.
People?
I know this, but we can't find it.
So there's a group of people.
There's a reason you can't find it.
That's right. U.S. government.
Secret. Oh, yeah.
They've hidden it. I actually had the kids watch War Games last night.
Oh, great movie.
That's a great movie.
That is a great movie.
But just in terms of, like, hidden silos and things that made me think of it. But anyway.
Yeah. Matthew Broderick.
I digress.
Yeah. So, did you hear about the people storming Area 51?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, so there is a movement. There's like 50,000 people who have signed up on an online thing that they're saying that they're going to storm the area. Just because, you know, the U.S. government can't possibly hold all of them back, and they're going to go and retrieve all the alien secrets.
Oh, they should do it.
Do you believe aliens visited this planet?
Yes.
How about you, Amy?
I'm almost 100%.
That they have?
Exactly.
I'm not a believer.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't think aliens would come here. I mean, what's such a big deal about Earth? Why should they come here?
Scout.
For the
location
beaches?
Scouts.
Disney? I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel that... I don't know.
Aren't we too small? Aren't, like, if they're traveling
we're
millions
so
of light years, would they really pick this little tiny planet?
But, I mean, we're assuming that they are of the same ilk as us.
Right.
They may not even be the same wavelength, the same,
right.
You know.
I mean, unless they heard about Branson.
I mean, if life has developed, they're like, what is a proof of life? But maybe there's more sophisticated beings that learn to live on other substances.
Right. I mean, they don't have to
be... Like, as we know it.
Right. They don't have to be a carbon-based life form. They could be, like, some other thing.
Yeah, no, we can't even conceive
based.
Of. Cupcake, yeah.
Yeah.
Something we can't even conceive of.
Exactly. So why would they come here? I don't think they would come here. I think there are much better places...
Much better places
to
go.
...in the universe than Earth. Even though we have Branson.
Yeah, we have Branson.
Sure. Yeah. 9 million people and like 4 aliens last year.
Yeah.
That's almost 100%.
Yes.
So what's after New Mexico?
Arizona. We went to Flagstaff. Does
okay.
you know?
Did you go to the Grand
it's
Canyon?
That was 1 hour near the Grand Canyon. So.
Okay.
So you went to the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
And you looked down.
Is it as big as they say?
Yeah, that
it's
was
massive.
Yeah.
That was great.
I'm really glad. You know that there's a whole spite of people who have fallen in.
Yeah, I know.
Taking selfies.
It's an
epidemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very stormy on that
Ooh.
Day,
mm-hmm.
and the people went over the fences.
Oh, that's how they
selfie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And I saw a woman. Who was on the walks for a great selfie, and I thought, okay, that was it, bye bye. But she came back and
yeah,
I think she had a lot of luck. But there are people there; they are so crazy.
That's insane.
And all, and they have their children there, so they say, so come on.
Oh my
nice,
god!
Nice picture.
It's like blanket all over again.
Yeah.
That's a Michael Jackson reference, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, and we went also to the Painted Desert.
Painted Desert.
That was very, very
mm-hmm.
good. So I...
Did you go to Moab?
A what?
Moab?
Yes.
It's like southern Utah?
Oh, yes.
And it's supposed to look like Mars. I went to a lot of these places when I was really little with my family. Mm-hmm. But it's time to go back because I don't remember the Grand Canyon at all.
Desert, what's up? Painted desert was very good. So I tried my GoPro. I have a chest mode for that, so mm-hmm. like a chest where you can put it in.
It's like a strap.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You can put the GoPro right in front of you, right mm-hmm. in your chest mode.
Yeah. Right. And I went down to the desert and had a watch and then just. It looks
like a beacon
like that. I have no idea about
it. That was
body headlight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So good. And then what? That was probably Los Angeles next, right? After Flagstaff?
No.
Vegas, right?
Vegas.
Oh, you went up then. Okay.
Yeah. So we went to Las Vegas for 2 days.
How do you
two
like Vegas?
2 days in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Easy to do 2 days.
Yeah. I wish I had a bit more.
More of
my
Las Vegas.
Time. Yeah.
Do you like to gamble? Did you gamble?
Yeah.
What was your game?
What is it called? Poker.
Poker.
Yeah, but only on the.
Video poker.
On the video poker.
Video poker. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I lost a bit of money, but yeah. It wasn't that much.
It's the.
But
Vegas
I won $4.
Tax.
$4.
Vegas tax.
Yeah.
You have to lose money in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Vegas soon.
Like, you are?
Yeah.
For what?
Hang out with my buddy Brian.
Uh-huh.
I told you about Brian.
Oh. Oh, God, Brian.
Yeah. So.
Oof, Brian.
Yeah, my friend Brian.
Sabrina and I both shudder.
Yeah. So Brian is a very, very close
because
friend
we know
of mine.
The story.
Yeah.
And, tell our listeners at home. Callers. Get your dialing fingers ready.
You can Google him. Oh, my God. Brian... breast implant bet. So he won $100,000 on a bet. Somebody bet him that he wouldn't get breast implants, which he did. C-cup breasts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, and they're pretty nice, I have to say.
Oh,
so
God.
Good, very, very good job. And
but he's not transgender.
No. Just a normal...
His pronouns are him and his.
Right. And he's a... regular Canadian hairy guy with breasts.
C-cups. And $100,000.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about the combination of hairy chest and breast that just doesn't go that well together.
Hmm.
I don't know why. I mean, if you see him and you see the hairy chest
can
and
I
the breast.
This it might be just, too far, but is he a jogger?
Yes, he is a jogger.
Does he have to wear a jogger bra?
He wears a sports bra. He wears a sports bra. He's a very good athlete. In fact, he's a great ping pong player. He teaches ping pong, and he's a great backgammon player. And he jogs. He plays tennis. And
it's
he does
very
it all
good
with
that
us.
He lives in Vegas because he's definitely a gambler.
Yes, he's definitely.
I'd
a gambler.
Say a losing gambler, but
no, he's pretty good.
Okay.
Because he won. Remember,
he won the bet.
Yeah, he won the bet.
Oh my
so,
God.
Yeah. I don't know if I would.
But why did he take him out? I forget the reasoning.
Well, for a couple of reasons. Number one, he was making money from them because TV appearances and all sorts of stuff. So it was sort of a nice thing to, make money with them. And then after a while, he was worried that if he took them out, his skin would sag.
No, that's a valid concern. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. So, and it's been a long time. It's been like 20 years.
So he's attached to them.
He's attached to them. Yeah. He's grown
or
attached.
They're attached to him.
Yeah. So I'll probably hang out with him for a couple of weeks as his daughter is coming here to study at Fordham. And so she's going to take my apartment for a couple of weeks while I go over there and hang out in Vegas.
You love to just give that apartment up. It's so kind and generous of you.
Well, I get to go to Vegas and hang out there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you gamble?
I do not gamble.
Really?
Yeah.
I only gamble one game, and it's a roulette.
Okay.
I like my odds.
Yeah.
I like the sound of the tinkling little stone as it travels.
Yep. Do you imagine yourself being James Bond at the moment,
they throw the thing. You just put your chips on what you want.
Right. But isn't that, you know, James Bond always wins somehow?
Roulette?
Yeah.
Yeah, then okay, yeah.
Do you go with the numbers or you just go red and black?
I go black. I double down. I go with my vibe. I go with instinct.
Right. But you don't go like 14. I'm going with 14.
No. No. That reminds me too much of that movie with Albert Brooks where they're like, 22.
Yeah.
Now I'm forgetting the name of that movie, and I love that movie. It's super funny.
It's
that
so
pounding
hard.
Is not helping her.
It's so hard
cause.
To win, like, when there's that many numbers, right?
No.
Like, here, okay, so here in New York.
I'm a very good roulette player, and there's no skill. It's all luck.
Yeah, so when I'm in the subway, right, and I'm on a platform where multiple different trains come,
mm-hmm.
and I always go, oh, I hope it's the F. I hope it's the F. And then the D comes. So even at
because
those
because the
odds,
F never comes.
Right. But even at those odds, I lose all the time. So
you
why would I
win
put
with
a number out of 64 numbers? I mean, that's insane.
Well, you can do white or black. I mean, red or black, sorry.
Red or black, yeah.
Yeah, and then you can do... like whole unevens, odds or evens.
Oh, you can do odds and evens too?
There's so
too?
Many ways to bet, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can do sections of numbers.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta look at the board.
So could I go like...
So you gotta split your chips everywhere so you win a little something.
I see. So I could go like, all right, I want all the black, all the even black, and what else? All the prime numbers.
I'm
can
very
do prime
inexperienced
numbers?
Gambler. No, you can't do prime numbers. Yeah, the dealers are all like skilled mathematicians.
That's right.
They're like, divisible
right.
by 13, prime, and to the prime numbers.
That's right.
But the stone can't land on a thing that tells you that.
Okay.
But they have like double zero. They have things.
They have
things.
Crazy,
yeah. Yeah, there's a little bit you can win.
I'm not a gambler.
Not too much. Clearly. You're not a roulette player.
No.
So where's that? So Vegas?
Yeah.
A little poker, a little electronic. Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Electronic poker?
Video poker.
Yeah, I can't. I don't like this on the table and all that stuff.
I would get scared. I would be so unnerved by trying to play, pretend like I knew what I was doing. I only know Texas Hold'em and I'm terrible at it. So.
I won a poker tournament.
Where? Okay,
in
the
Florida.
Man who just says he didn't gamble wins a poker tournament. I think there's more to this story.
No, a bunch of friends taught me how to play poker, and then the challenge was like at the end of it, I would go and enter a tournament, and I thought I was going to be out like the first round, and I won it. I won like a few a few hundred bucks. I won some baseball tickets. I won a bunch of prizes. You know, it wasn't a big tournament. There was like a few hundred players that played, but
and
I won it by luck. It was total luck. Yeah.
They must have thought you were a ringer.
They
were just like,
did.
This guy says he never played, and then he wins.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Somehow I just, you know, I won it, even though I'm pretty sure I played terribly. But luck, luck was with me that day. So I won it.
I like it.
Yeah. So, where else after...
So then,
oh, wait, did you go to...
Vegas to L.A., right?
Wait. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can see in Vegas without gambling, right? There's, like, Red Rock and...
What did you see in Vegas? What was your favorite...
I make a hotel hopping, so I went to all the hotels.
Oh, nice. What'd you do? What was your thing that you would do when you got to each hotel? Like, was there something? Like, you were like, I'm going to go to every hotel and just like, get a book of matches or something?
No, I just gambled in the Circus. That was our hotel.
Mm-hmm. Circus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice one. So, which one was your favorite hotel?
I think it was the Venetian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
that's like a relatively new one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I think the Venetian's like... been there a while.
Been there a while? Okay.
Yeah. I'm almost 100% sure it's been there for quite a while.
So there are all these different themes, right? There's the pyramid one, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is New York.
Yeah. This portion of our podcast will have a warning for locals of Las Vegas. This is going to make you cringe a little.
Yeah.
As we guess this badly guess the
right.
hotels in your hometown.
Right. We should just make up names for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The Hotel Pyramid.
Yeah, Hotel Pyramid.
Yeah, that's
there's
one.
Hotel Mondrian. Well, there's a hotel with the tiger on it.
The Tiger Hotel.
Yeah.
It's a very famous hotel. They have the wave pool.
What? Okay. There's this.
And the reason I know is because the cast of CSI used to stay at the hotel.
Okay. And there's a Caesar one.
Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
But isn't that like the... Oh, God. Sorry for the cringe. Isn't that like the, you know, like Radio City or someplace that has... Caesar's Palace, is it a hotel and a performance space, or is it just a performance space?
I have no idea.
Oh. Now we've gone down to almost 100% uncertainty.
Yeah, and uncertainty. Yeah. The Tiger, are you talking about MGM Grand?
No.
With the whole Wizard of Oz
the
thing?
Mandalay? Mandrian? No, that's... Mandalay Bay?
Something like
with
that.
An M. Mondrian? I have no idea.
Mandalay Industries?
Mooka?
All I can picture is the tiger.
I don't know. The only thing
with
that...
Oh, my God. At-home callers, help us, please.
Yeah. The only thing with Big Cat that I know is MGM Grand.
No. It's not like that. It's more like a drawn, animated character. Okay, I have to refer.
Help us a little here.
What?
Sabrina, you went
to
the hotel.
You
went to
all the hotels.
We have no idea.
Oh, my God. There's a Mooka. The Mooka was great. Then there's a Bellagio.
Bellagio.
Okay. Oh, see,
I've heard of that one.
Paris
Hotel.
Team.
Yeah.
Then there's a big, I don't know, it looks like Moscow, something like that.
The
Moscow Hotel. I have no idea.
No,
it's a Moscow Hotel.
Did you go to the Binions? Is that the name?
Bengal, maybe? No.
No,
what
there's
is it?
There's one where it's like really, really old. And I think it's called Binion, where they have like the poker championship. It's one of them.
No, I have only been there a couple times.
Did you go to the mall with where there's a like a roof, like a round roof at the top, and there's like animated laser light show?
No. I think I have to go there for the next.
Mandalay Bay.
Is that the one with the pirate ship in front of it? Which one has a pirate ship in front of it?
Treasure Island.
See, that makes sense.
That does make sense. Why didn't I say Treasure Island?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously there's a pirate ship.
Mandalay Bay. I have no idea. Okay, on to the next. Vegas.
So
you, when you went into the hotels, what you did you? What was your favorite thing to do?
Oh, I just...
The gambling, you said.
I like the bathrooms.
No. The bathrooms, yeah. I wasn't all the bathrooms and...
Bathrooms
I count the toilet brushes.
she made sure.
Zero. Oh.
That was an easy count.
Yeah.
To maintain. Still zero.
Maybe they're outlawed. Is there a federal law prohibiting toilet brushes?
No. People steal them.
Okay.
But why would you ever steal one?
I don't know. That's so
disgusting.
Weird.
Like, you can't do that.
Didn't we talk about toilets in episode one?
Yeah.
This is a running
thing.
All right. Well, I really like casino bathrooms. Casino bathrooms are excellent. They're clean. They're like...
Almost, yeah.
Yeah. They're clean. They have soft music. It's carpeted. If I had a bathroom, I would make it like a casino bathroom.
You don't have a bathroom?
No, I mean, like, if I built one. I have a bathroom, but it's like, you know, it came with the apartment.
Yes.
If I built my own bathroom, it would be a casino-themed bathroom. Barry Manilow coming over the speakers. Slot machine in the corner.
Amazing.
Do they have slot machines in the bathroom?
No.
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 All right. I'll leave
that. That would be
good. That would be fun. Slot machine.
Anything, anybody's good to eat in Vegas that you want?
Hard Rock Cafe. We went to the Hard Rock Cafe.
But
yeah.
What do you mean at the Hard Rock Cafe? Yeah. I haven't been to Hard Rock Cafe since the 80s, it might
since
be.
Since they opened it.
That was, I have no idea. We checked all the Hard Rock Cafes in the big cities. So.
Okay.
Are they different? Different menu?
No. All the same.
You had to make sure they were all uniquely the same.
So I eat all the same all day. So
every
day,
every time.
You say, no. I try different things, of course, yeah.
So I have to tell you, the last time I was in a Hard Rock Cafe, it was in Berlin.
Really? Been there.
Yeah.
So that's so funny. The irony is not lost on me.
I know.
So Chuck went to a Hard Rock Cafe in Berlin, which you've never been to. And then you came to America and tried all the Hard Rock Cafes.
Yeah, I was in Chicago, in Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Never been to New York.
In the 50s.
Yeah.
It's uptown.
You can probably skip it.
And you can probably skip it, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so after Vegas, it's L.A., right?
Yeah. You can just check that right off our list. No.
Yeah.
But Chuck is saying don't go.
Don't go.
No. There's other places to go in New York.
Yeah, much better places.
Yeah.
Unless they're a sponsor of our show.
Then
go to Hard Rock
Cafe.
Cafe.
Introducing our new sponsor,
Hard Rock Cafe.
Is Bruce Willis still involved in that? I think he sold his stakes, didn't he?
Probably.
Yeah. Perhaps.
And Schwarzenegger. Who else was
it? It was Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Willis.
Right.
Wow, could I be right?
Yeah.
I think it was like three like megastars. And then the Fashion Cafe came after that because the models were like, well, we're going to do something too.
Right.
Yeah. And then that was Turlington.
Yeah.
Evangelista. And.
We don't know. But is it still around?
Cindy
the fashion?
Crawford, maybe? No, that's closed. Fashion Cafe closed.
Yeah.
I don't know. So then?
Then you went to L.A.?
Yeah.
Then, so tell us your impressions of Los Angeles, because everyone thinks L.A. What did you think L.A. was going to look like? Because you'd never been before, right?
No.
What did you think it was going to be?
First of all, what I think... It's not that special, I thought. So it's really, when I came there, okay, this is Los Angeles? Okay, good. I had another, what should I say?
Like you had a different idea of what it might look like?
Yeah.
What do you think it was going to be like? Like New York, like a downtown or like a center?
Yeah, I thought it's a between thing, Los Angeles, Las Vegas and New York or something like that. More lights, more glamour, more...
More glamour, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of bungalows hooked together.
Yep.
So what I've seen was a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
A lot of cars.
A lot of cars, yeah. Nice
dirt.
Weather. What'd you say?
A lot of dirt.
A lot of dirt?
Dirt.
Yeah.
It's dusty. It doesn't get a lot
dusty,
of rain.
Yeah.
And when it does rain, the streets
yeah.
get very slippery because there's nothing to wash the oil slick off, and then the rain comes and it's slippery.
Yeah. The beaches were great.
The beaches are great. Yeah.
Venice Beach, Monica, Santa Monica, and to Zuma Beach.
Oh.
And Malibu.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. Oh, yeah, beautiful. Beautiful hikes. You went on a new hike to Running Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic famous hike. We're in the city, so you can hike in the city. There's beautiful beaches. I don't want to diss LA. But I find that when people go there for the first time, they keep driving around looking for LA in LA. And you're like, no, this is it.
Yeah.
You're in it. It's just not, there's not like a Central Park or a...
Right. And the place that they
show... There's not localized things that make it feel like we've found the center.
Right. But if you watch shows about LA...
Yeah.
Like, they're usually set in very specific places that only those places look like that, right? So, like, whether it's...
Like Beverly Hills, Montechino.
Exactly. So you're like, oh, L.A. is like this, where all the expensive shops and fancy cars. And then you find that L.A. is very residential.
Yeah.
With a lot of just single-story houses everywhere, and it's expansive. It's huge.
Oh, yeah, huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's similar, more similar, I think, but different architecturally, but in terms of its expansiveness, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, to London in some ways, because London has a lot of low houses, and it's so wide.
So wide, yeah.
So in that way, it's similar. But if you take away the river, the accent, the monarchy, the housing structure, pretty much everything, it's just like LA.
Yeah. I remember when... There was a time when LA, when like 101 closed for construction in one section, and JetBlue, was it JetBlue that flew a plane from one side of LA to the other because you just couldn't drive across. So they were selling flights to fly from one side of LA to the other side of LA.
Dude, that's hardcore. Do you know what? Did you go in the 405? It's a big freeway that cuts across from the valley. Well, that blows my joke. You know, well, there's a story why it's called the 405. Because you only go 4 or 5 miles an hour on it.
Very, very true in LA.
Yeah.
It's just one big parking lot.
Yeah. They used to have the most expansive trolley system in the country, and they ripped it all out to make room for cars. What a shame. Anyway, that was back to the dark side.
So we're sort of New Yorkers here. We like New York better than LA, right?
Well, it is our hometown. I mean, Chicago's my hometown, but I mean, I've been in New York for so long, it's now my hometown. But yeah, obviously I live here for a reason.
Yeah. So we will.
I don't like to drive and sit in traffic. I have a thing. I like to jump on the subway, go underground.
So we're not painting the best light of LA at this point.
But I have friends who love LA and love the lifestyle. And it is a more, it's a less expensive lifestyle than New York, for sure.
You have homes where we have apartments.
Yeah.
Right? You have a little more space, a little more privacy.
Yeah.
Much better weather all year round.
Oh, yeah, the weather is incredible.
Yeah.
New York has subways.
New York has subways, yeah. Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah.
A little easier. It depends. Yeah. See, people think like LA, there's different expenses in LA. You're spending money on your car, gas, insurance, things like this.
Right. But then you have the freedom of car and travel. And there you can, for example, go to the beach and go skiing in the same day.
That's the legend of LA.
The legend.
I've never met anyone who's actually done it, though.
No?
No. But everyone's always like, you can ski in the mountains and surf in the afternoon.
We should try it.
It is. Yeah. I know. I've always wanted to try to do it just to see if it's actually possible.
I think it is.
We're just full of LA lore. Even though I don't live there,
we have no idea.
I have lived there, but not for longer than a year and a half at a time.
Yeah. But we don't have earthquakes. That's one big positive in New York. I don't think I want to live anywhere with earthquakes.
Although one day I was sitting on the set, actually at a family dinner shooting of Blue Bloods, and I looked up, and everyone was just doing the scene, and I look up, and the huge, heavy lights are swaying back and forth. Pretty visually, stunning to watch those big lights all of a sudden shake back and forth. And I said, we're having an earthquake. And everyone was like, there's no earthquake. I'm like, this is an earthquake.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was like a day that, there was an earthquake in New York.
I remember that day. Yeah. I was in my apartment, and I have one of those swivel sliding chairs with the wheels, and my chair slid across the room.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I remember...
Aliens.
Yeah, aliens. And I remember I ran down the fire escape, because,
you don't get in an elevator.
Yeah, you can't get in the elevator.
How do you even know that, though? You're like an East Coaster.
I've heard about this.
You've heard about this.
Yeah, don't get in elevators.
Tornadoes. Now you know about tornadoes, see?
Yeah.
You're prepared for all kinds of things.
That's true.
Except hurricanes.
You have to go under the desk. Don't forget.
So wait, this is a show about nature.
It's clearly our nature show.
It's our nature show. Yeah.
I'm going to steal some of this Bavarian pretzel.
Have some pretzels. Good.
Just a tiny bit. You know what I really want is the mustard.
So.
It's not a topic. Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to talk with your mouth full. Okay. So what did you like about LA? What's the best part about LA?
The best part of LA was, the hike.
The hike.
The hike to the mountains. Oh, on the mountains and the view.
Uh-huh. And did you go to the Hollywood sign?
Yeah.
You did?
Huh. Yeah. But, let us. Just let us. Nothing special.
Yeah.
So, I took the hike and I was so done when I arrived already on the entry because the streets are very steepy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I went the streets and I thought, oh my God, I'm so done. I don't want to walk anymore. So I searched for an elevator, but there was no. There was not an elevator, no. That was just a container. There was a container on the left side, and I thought, oh yeah, I found the elevator, but it was just a container, yeah. And then I thought, They are so little, small dogs with tiny legs. And even they got it to the top of the
But they're lower
mountains.
To the ground. It's a little easier.
And they have four legs instead
They have four
of two.
Legs.
Yeah.
That's right.
They can use all four.
But I thought, when they will make it, I will make it too. So I got it.
Hmm. I had a friend that lived on the house closest to the Hollywood sign.
Oh.
And we used to go, when I lived a year and a half, I lived in LA, we used to go there and swim.
Right. And then...
But I don't think he still owns it, but it was Julian McMahon, anyone from the soaps back in the day.
Okay. So I had read that for the people who live close to the sign, because they really don't want tourists walking back, you know, through the back of their house to get to these signs, so they purposely made it so that the hike was longer and not in their neighborhood. So the beginning of the trail...
I've never hiked to the Hollywood sign.
Oh. Yeah, so...
I've only done, like, Runyon Canyon and things like that.
Yeah, so
well,
apparently...
Well, the other ones, Tree People, and there's a couple hikes I do.
I've never been up to the sign. But I had always imagined there'd be something more, you know, like a secret lair underneath the sign or something.
Like the Rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah, yeah, there'd be something there. But if it's just a sign, then...
Area 51?
Yeah.
Area 51 is up there.
I went pretty close to Area 51. Times it. Yeah, I went pretty close there. On one of my trips to New Mexico. So
then where? I like this being it's nature and following Sabrina's travels. That's what this episode is formulated around. So you left Los Angeles, which you like the hikes and pretty much searching
the
for the soul of LA is a difficult task.
The palm and the beach.
The beach, beautiful.
That was good, yeah. The rest of it, yeah. You could go, but stay in New York.
Within the rest of the trip, I heard it was just a rush back to New York, right?
So you went up to San Francisco, and then you drove basically from San Francisco back to New York.
Yeah.
Which is unheard of, by the way, and only done twice by two people, and you're the second.
Yeah. We were...
And Cannonball Run.
We were in San Francisco for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Three hours in San Francisco was... That was not that... So I looked forward to San Francisco... to San Francisco, but it was very it was a short trip. So but the weather was not that good. So I see the Golden Gate Bridge, but not more of it.
Yeah.
I think
you should go back and just spend like a week in San Francisco. It's one of those places where there are a lot of things to do, right?
Yeah, and it's more of a city that you can sort of uncover.
Yes.
You know, you uncovered the little pockets of it, kind of like LA, but different because it has the hills and it's so hilly. There's so many, like, and it has more of a perhaps different, diverse cultural history.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, because there's also.
It's not like a one horse town, like LA is really.
Exactly.
Focus on the movie and television business.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can go up there, you can go see the Redwoods, you can go to Sausalito,
more,
you can go to Presidio.
It's a more diverse nature spot. Yeah,
right.
There's so much.
There's so much you can go to Alcatraz.
Oh, God, yeah.
So much you can do.
I saw Alcatraz.
You did?
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
You got to go on the island.
Yeah, sure. But
take
not in
tour.
3 hours.
Yeah.
It's too...
No,
it's not enough there.
Yeah, 3 days is not enough in San Francisco. So
3 hours.
So next time, spend a few days out there. It's a lot of fun.
You didn't make it to Seattle either, right? Too far north.
No.
That's a nice place to go. And Portland?
Yeah. I've done the drive many times from Seattle all the way to LA. I've done that drive many times. And that's a great drive.
Mm-hmm. Unless you take the Pacific Coast Highway and then you're just...
Yeah.
And it's a 5-day trip.
That's right.
Oh my God.
5 days stuck behind somebody going 35 miles an hour.
I assume you went on 5 up to San Francisco because the PCH is like...
Slow.
But
you get to go to nice places.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
They should do that.
The Hearst Mansion.
If you drive up to PCH, it's very slow because it's like you're on the cliffs, like switching back. It can make you really dizzy.
Yeah.
It's not for the faint of heart.
Right. And they usually put somebody really slow in front of you.
like a mudslide. Yeah.
So, recently something like that happened. Back to the dark side of our show.
Yeah,
right?
Well, in Monticello, like Oprah's house, like that whole area got mudslide.
The
cliff dropped in San Diego.
Right, and then somebody died. Like,
five people were buried alive, yeah. That's a bad day.
Yeah. That's part of the dark side of our show.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a conversation.
Scary.
Go to the beach and sit under the cliffs and boom, they come down. Don't sit under the cliffs, please, people.
Yeah,
to all of our listeners and all of your friends and loved ones, don't sit under the cliffs.
Yeah,
they are unstable.
Totally unstable.
Sit on the beach.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, looks like we are at the end of our hour.
Oh, we are? Oh,
yeah.
My God. How does that go
close
so fast?
Close to the end of our hour. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So, it's a fun conversation.
Yeah.
And Sabrina's not here in the U.S. very much, but she does come back every year. And
hopefully.
We always look forward to her coming. And
yes.
Yeah. And also, she does such a great job with the website.
Oh, my gosh. Incredible.
Do all this stuff for us. So, thank you very much.
Yes. You're amazing. Always. I asked her for a favor on the road, and she got right back to me.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
More on that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so there'll be stuff coming up, like there's a AMA.
Yeah. There will be an AMA, a video interview, I hope so.
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
So you can ask your questions to Amy, please. It's on a website. Go to the website, and then there is on the front page.
AmyCarlson.com.
Yeah. And there you can leave your message and ask anything you want.
Yeah. And we have to say that, you know, Amy does read them. It does get to them. It's not like Sabrina's answering the questions. Amy does read them. So if you have questions or... you know, anything, comments, correction to our show?
we'll give a couple gigs space for that.
Yeah.
What does a stupid German do there?
Corrections to our
and sorry for my bad English. I have to learn a bit more.
No,
so.
It's fine.
Oh,
it's
my
great.
God.
Let's not compare it to my German.
Nice. So I'm sitting here and try to follow you. And it's very, very complicated for me, but I hope I...
You are
amazing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So...
You're our favorite guest.
Yes.
Okay, great. So, next time, next year.
Well,
podcast.
Hopefully we'll have more episodes.
Yes. I know, we have to keep
next
going.
Next year. It's like episode 4, and we have Sabrina back.
Oh, yeah. And I say, oh, my God, you have to do more of them. And then, Sabrina is here. Oh, my God.
All right, we'll
do more soon.
Yeah.
We will. So signing off from almost 100%
with
Amy Check and Sabrina.
Sabrina, thank you.
All right.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.
Bye.